Shalom everyone, and I hope you're doing well. Today we're going to discuss the fifth of the Lamatas Melachos, and that is of Dash. After one grew their wheat in the process of Sidur Depas, and they gathered everything together, which was the last Melacha we discussed, Mamer, now they are ready to thresh their wheat, which means to break the outer layer, in order to gain access to the seed which is inside, which will eventually be ground up into flour. That is the Melacha of Dash, threshing. There are different Rishonim and Achronim who try to explain what is the Hagdaras HaMalacha, the definition of the Malacha. I will share with you that Rabbeinu Chananel, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph. He explained that despite the fact that Dash and Borer seem to be very similar, they're both about separating good from bad, Ochel Mitoch Psoles, the difference that exists between them is as follows. Dash is when you have Ochel and Psoles, which are Michuberes, which are connected together, as opposed to Borer, that is when we have a taroves of ochel and psoles, so when there's a mixture of ochel and psoles, which you need to separate, and that is the definition that Rabbeinu Chananel gives. Like I said, many of the Rishonim and Achronim give different explanations as well. One of the more practical applications or offshoots of dash is that of slita, squeezing things on Shabbos, and particularly fruits. Now, the reason why this is similar to dash is because the same way that in dash there is ochel, which is encased inside the psoles, the seed of the wheat, which you want access to, and you're going to break it open in order to gain access. So too, when it comes to squeezing fruits on Shabbos, same thing exists. You want the juice inside of your grape in order to have grape juice, and therefore that slita mefarik is a tolda of dash. Halakha l'maisa b'zman hazeh, all fruits seemingly are aser, at least on a level of midah rabbanan, to squeeze on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Chaf gives different types of categories of fruit. We understand that zeisim va'anavim, olives and grapes, which are the primary category, are aser midoraisa to squeeze. And then all other peiros seemingly fall into the category, which are aser midorabanan to squeeze, because we all squeeze some fruit or vegetable in order to enjoy the liquid that they produce. Are there any exceptions to the rule? Is it ever mutter to squeeze fruits or vegetables on Shabbos? There are two primary examples that come to mind. Number one is the concept of mashka haba la'ochel ka'ochel dami. Based off of the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chaf, Siv Dalad, tells us mutter l'schot eshkel anavim matoch kedei reshish botafshel kedei l'takin ha'ochel. It is mutter for an individual to squeeze grapes onto food in order to add flavor to the food that they want to eat. Because that is fruit, a liquid that comes upon the food, we consider it as if the food itself. The Mishnah Berurah explains that dash primarily is when I squeeze an item in order to gain access to the liquid which is inside, and I want the liquid as is. But in this situation, since the liquid, the juice of the grapes, are going directly from the fruit onto the food itself, therefore it's not significant, and we consider it as part of going from one food to another food. That is what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siman Shin Chaf, Sifkatan Yud Zayin. How liberally can one accept this? L'chatchila? While this certainly is Maker Adin, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, he quotes from the Tshuvas HaRash, who explains that HaMachmir Tavo Lo Bracha. If one is Machmir, not even to squeeze things onto fruit, so that is certainly praiseworthy. So if one has the minhag of squeezing food or fruits onto other food, that is certainly permissible, Maker Adin. However, one wants to be Machmir, this certainly is praiseworthy. There is one other category where it seemingly is permissible to squeeze fruits, and that has to do with lemons. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Shin Chaf Sivav Mutter Lischot Limonis that it's mutter to squeeze lemons. If you look in the Beis Yosef, he gives two reasons as why this is the case, despite the fact that it seemed like it shouldn't. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though it is mutter to squeeze lemons, since one of the reasons given in the Beis Yosef, which is the reason why it was mutter to squeeze lemons in the first place, is that nobody actually squeezes lemons to bottle. And Bizman Azad, certainly we sell lemon juice and bottle it by itself. Since that reason no longer applies, the Mishnah Berurah says, it gives the following suggestion. If one wants to squeeze lemons on Shabbos, they should utilize the heter that we mentioned above, mashka bolo chokochodami, meaning that they should squeeze the lemons onto another food. And even though the Mishnah Berurah said when it comes to other fruits that one should be machmir because ta'atav lo bracha, it's praiseworthy, when it comes to lemons, l'chatchila, one can feel comfortable squeezing lemons on to any food that they want. Practically speaking, this comes up when one wants to squeeze lemons onto their salad, or if one wants to squeeze lemon onto their fish or food, or if one wants to squeeze lemon onto the sugar that they're going to put into the tea. All those situations would be mutter me'ikar hadin. Another practical example which comes up is that of schita b'sear, squeezing your hair from water after your hair became wet. Based off of the Gemara, as well as the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, it would seem to be that there is ain schita b'sear, that's how we paskin, that there is no issue of squeezing your hair on Shabbos. However, the Magid Mishnah on that Rambam claims that there is an Issa D'Rabbanan that exists. That seems to be the accepted psak of most of the Achronim. You could look at the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Chavav, Sifkat and Chavhei, where the Mishnah Brura says that while it's mutter based off the Shulchan Aruch to wash your hair and your face, even if you have your beard, and that's certainly mutter, but one should be careful when they're washing their hair and their face and they're drying it, that they shouldn't wring out their hair because that would be an issue of Schita B'Seyar. The Rav Moshe Feinstein also in a Tshuva, Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Siman Kuflami Gimel also alludes to this issue of schita b'seyar. Is there any way out? Is there any hetirim of drying your hair in a permissible way on Shabbos or on Yontif? So the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in Perek Yudal at Siman Chav Beis quotes a very important heter by Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains, since the issue or the isser of schita b'seyar is not so well founded in the poskim, it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam seems to paskin against it. Based off of that, and as we already explained previously, the purpose of schita is in order to gain access because you want that liquid which you're squeezing out. And when one squeezes water out their hair, they specifically don't want the liquid. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if one were to squeeze their hair directly into a towel, that would be much easier to do on Shabbos. Certainly to take a towel, which is very thick and would not, you know, have an issue of becoming super saturated, and to dry your hair, wrap your hair in the towel, that also would be permissible on Shabbos because the liquid will never exist by itself. And as Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains, it's kilut holech le'ibud. It never exists by itself. It becomes absorbed immediately in the towel itself, and therefore that should be permissible on Shabbos. There are obviously many, many more halachas that we could discuss, but this will have to suffice for now. Everybody have a wonderful day.